A dear friend of mine, Lowell Wirtz, is a 40-plus year missionary to Africa. Yesterday I shared the first of two challenges where God required great faith from him. Today, I'd like to share the second. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. This is what Lowell wrote from his ministry headquarters in Tanzania. 1 December, the ministry was in the most debt we'd ever experienced. Mindy, presumably their accountant, contacted me and said the red ink was now deep red. I was disheartened as many needy people were waiting on me to help them right then. As I left our house to go to meet with them, my wife Claudia said, "Don't spend money we don't have." I prayed as I drove there, knowing what to do. The Lord spoke to my heart, "I've called you to be my missionary. Go and do your job." In faith, we helped them with money we didn't have. The next message from Mindy was incredible. She said something strange was happening. The post office box was filled with gifts like never before. We ended that year in the black. Living in faith isn't a license to be stupid, but a requirement to do God's will. God rewards weak, stumbling, humble faith. Ain't that the truth? As theologian and teacher Dr. Barry Chant once said, when we step out, God steps in. But don't just believe Lowell. Don't just believe Barry. Don't just believe me. Luke chapter 17, verses 5 and 6. The apostles said to the Lord, "Give us more faith." And the Lord said, "If your faith is as big as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Dig yourself up and plant yourself in the ocean,' and the tree will obey you." Believe Jesus. He rewards weak, stumbling, humble faith. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And one of the areas in our lives where we need to have faith is in dealing with difficult people. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of the latest life application booklet that's called, not surprisingly, Dealing with Difficult People. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.